Toronto Summer Music is back in 2022 with concerts live and in person beginning July 6th and running through the 30th at venues throughout the GTA. TCMA Festival, also an academy offering world-renowned Canadian and international artists in performance every summer in a series of chamber music and art song concerts, but also the academy that creates platforms and opportunities for emerging musicians. It's a network of music and performance and experience and learning. Concerts will be held at Walter Hall, Kerner Hall, Lula Lounge, the Isabel Bader, and even the York Club for a very fancy opening gala. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Performers this year include those emerging Academy talents, but also the New Orford String Quartet, clarinetist James Campbell, and ensemble, the Dover Quartet, Clez Torrey, pianist Phil Chu, who was on the program a few weeks ago, and the Griffin Trio. And as we look forward to the concerts of Toronto Summer Music, we're joined by artistic director Jonathan Crowe. Jonathan will be performing during the festival in duet with a 13-piece and his New Orford String Quartet. We've also enjoyed another season watching him on stage with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, where he is lead violinist and concertmaster. Jonathan Crowe, welcome back to the New Classical FM.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Great to be with you. We have a lot to cover, as always, but I wanted to point out that the TSO season has really been a joy to talk about and to witness this year, and it certainly was a ride for you and the orchestra. I mean, how are you feeling here as we approach the summer months?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy year. We had this whole plan that we'd start with smaller concerts, you know, smaller, fewer people on stage, and build up to the big stuff. And that went great in the fall. January didn't turn out quite the way we'd expected, of course.
I know, it was all over the place.
Yeah, but it's really nice. Like, now we're doing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. It's really nice to get back to a full orchestra on stage and to hear what that sounds like.
I want to point out, I was there for Tchaikovsky's Fifth and Prokofiev's Second Piano Concerto with Jan Leschetsky. And I mean, it was just a dynamite, thrilling performance, standing ovation. Was that indicative of how it was feeling in those later months? Was it really starting to gel and connect and the crowds loving what was happening?
Yeah, I mean, Jan's sounding better and better. He's sounded great his whole life. But yeah. I mean, somehow he's put something together even more. He's like this amazing artist now. He just really owns the stage. And for us, having our new music director here, Gustavo Jimeno, he's been around for a while, I guess, but it feels like we've barely seen him.
It's true.
He would often fly in for 3 weeks and quarantine for 2 weeks and then kind of do two programs in the space of 2 days and then fly back home. So
it feels like he's really connecting with the audience in a special way right now. That's what it feels like to me. I don't know the politics. I don't know behind the scenes. I don't know what's happening with all the musicians, but that's the exterior.
Well, it feels like he's connecting with us as well. You know, it's like, as a musician, we really feel that he knows what we need on stage. We really feel that he cares about what we need to feel good. And, you know, by the time we get to the concerts, it's really this great thing where it's like, we feel ready. We feel like we're ready to do our best and that he trusts us and we trust him. And that's a really nice feeling.
I touched on this a little, but at 30,000 feet, what is your hope as artistic director for the artistic result of Toronto Summer Music, for musicians, for audiences, beyond wonderful and bold repertoire? What is it meant to do for those Academy musicians and for those audiences?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, it's been a long 2 years for audience goers. It's been a long 2 years for performers, right? We've gotten so used to doing things that are not what we were trained for. We got very used to like playing Zoom concerts,
sure,
to doing all kinds of recordings, which are fun. But we've gotten out of the habit a little bit of making music and communicating with people that are there in the hall, that we can feel their response, that they can react to the music. And I think for us this summer, all we want to do is kind of get people to remember, like, oh, yeah, it's pretty awesome to go to a concert and to feel the energy in a hall. It's very different, right? There's an energy that you get in a concert hall, in a beautiful hall, that you don't get anywhere else.
And I have to imagine for these Academy musicians, just this network that happens where there's live concerts happening almost every day. There's their chance to be on stage. The audience is back and forth. There's lots of different opportunities. It just feels like this gardening center of creativity for all these young musicians.
Yeah. And when you think about the pandemic, like, I've done a lot of concerts in my life. And for me to lose 2 years of concerts, I can deal with that. It's fine. But it's been really hard for a lot of these students who might have been in a bachelor degree and a master's degree. Maybe they just finished a university training program and suddenly haven't had the opportunity to be on stage, haven't had the chance to kind of develop their careers. And, you know, they'll never get that time back.
It's interesting. I feel the same way. I'm just empathetic towards young people in general right now. People finishing high school, people going into college this last couple of years, whatever it might have been, it's hard to imagine how I would have handled that. I'm sure you felt the same way.
Yeah, and for them to come back and to look at the field of classical music, and, you know, it's a little bit scary. A lot of them are thinking, well, what if our audiences don't come back? What's it going to be like? Right? So we're hoping that this can be the first step in getting things back to normalcy. We don't expect quite as full halls as we've had before, but it'll be nice to kind of feel like we're taking the steps to return to normal.
Let's get to concerts and repertoire, like you just mentioned. And if you're just joining us, Toronto Summer Music Artistic Director Jonathan Crowe is with us, beginning July 6th, running through the 30th at venues like Walter Hall, Kerner Hall, Lula Lounge, Isabel Bader. And if you'd like to pick up tickets, have a look at that schedule, torontosummermusic.com. So let's talk about the gala. I mentioned it a moment ago. It looks really nice at the York Club. This is your William and Phyllis Waters Gala.
That's right. This is a kind of chance to reopen our festival and to get to know people a little bit more closely. There's going to be some beautiful music. And of course, we're honoring Bill Waters, who was an amazing supporter of the arts in Toronto and passed away this year.
How are tickets there? Can we squeak in?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. There's
we'll find space.
All right. Very good. Walter Hall very much has been your hub for years now. The Edward Johnson Building at 80 Queen's Park, downtown Toronto. So we'll talk about some of the concerts happening there. Your opening night at Kerner is something of a folk crossover event.
Yeah, that's right. This year's festival is Inspirations, and it's basically looking for the reasons behind some of this music, right? So there's no kind of Beethoven Symphony Number 1 where you don't know what Beethoven, I mean, we know what Beethoven is thinking a little bit,
right?
But there's more music where we know specifically what composers were trying to say, what might have inspired them. So the opening night is all music that's inspired by folk. You get Ravel's Tzigan, which is based on kind of Roma themes, that sort of thing. Dvorak's Piano Quintet with Dumka themes. And, you know,
I was going to say, there's a lot to choose from. I mean, when you start to look across the classical repertoire
Absolutely.
And the composers. So that's going to be fantastic. You've got Georgian-born pianist and composer Nicholas Namarazda going to be performing, I think, at Walter Hall.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I played with Nico when he won the Esther Honens competition a couple years back. I was the invited violinist to do the chamber music round. So I got to meet him then. He's a wonderful, wonderful artist.
I'll just point out a couple more that sprang off the page for me. The VC Cello Duo at Lula. And I just point that out. It's one night at Lula. It's part of this festival, and it's going to be an eclectic evening.
Yeah, they have an incredible mix of different things. You know, the music that they come up with is crazy.
Dover Quartet. Also, Klezetory. Speaking, we'll continue in the sort of folk tradition there as well. Tell me about Tony Yike Tang.
Yeah, I mean, Tony's a young Toronto, Canadian pianist. He's just finishing up his studies at Harvard. And he came fifth in the International Chopin Competition, I guess it's 5 years ago now. I mean, he's the youngest, I think one of the youngest prize winners ever. He was 16 at the time.
Wow.
So this is a chance for Toronto audiences to kind of catch a rising star and to see him on his way up.
Yeah, and he got a little overshadowed by another incredible player. So, I mean, good to know, good to point out that fifth place is not too shabby.
It's pretty amazing, right? Yeah. I mean, we're lucky in Canada to have a tradition of incredible pianists.
You've got your Echo Chamber Toronto Poetry in Motion, James Campbell and Ensemble with Brahms Muse. That looks like a nice night as well.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Brahms. And those are two late quintets, one that he wrote when he was about to retire and one that he wrote when he decided upon hearing a fantastic clarinetist, like, oh, maybe I've got something more to say here.
Right. Very good. Okay. And Phil Chu, he was just here. We talked about you on the air. We did a live concert with him. And he's got a couple new records out. And I know you two are going to get together July 25th.
That's right. It's a French program. We've got some Louise Ferenc. We got some Fauré and then a few other kind of cute pieces that we'll announce from stage.
It's unbelievable. I don't know how you're able to remember everything that you've programmed, but I congratulate you there. And of course, the New Orford String Quartet wouldn't be TCM without the group, and this time the Americas.
Yeah, this is a program that focuses on the New World. We have an amazing piece by Ian Cousson. Marion Newman's going to be joining us for that, and Phil Chu, actually. A song cycle on poems of Marilyn Dumont. We have Dvorak American Quartet, of course, and then a few other things to fill out the program.
I think that's going to be a must-see. Griffin Trio as well. Always nice to see the Griffins. And the 29th, a literary affair.
That's right. And this is music that's somehow inspired by not poetry specifically, but literature. Mendelssohn's Octet, which has some Faust in it by Goethe. New pieces by Barbara Assignac, which are inspired by kind of medieval literature and all kinds of things like this.
I love it. And then your closing concert. It feels good. It looks good. And I think given all the hurdles over the last couple of years, I think you guys can pat yourselves on the back for a wonderful looking month of music.
We're just happy to be on stage again.
All right, five questions with Artistic Director of Toronto Summer Music, Jonathan Crow, of course, Concertmaster with the TSO. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, rapid fire. All right, people always remark to me that when you walk out on stage, you've got those tails I guess, is it a tuxedo tails? Is that how we would describe it?
Yeah, white tie and tails.
Okay, do you like the tails, or if you didn't have to wear them, would you go with some other fashion choice?
I'm a fan of all black myself. I mean, tails are the tradition since the beginning of time for orchestras, I think.
There's no real choice in the matter.
Yeah, exactly. So I wear what I'm told.
All right. Very good. Okay, the performance that stands out from the 2021-22 season where you thought, this is just glorious to be back with the ensemble.
For me, it was doing, there was no conductor, so maybe I'm cheating, but it was a Bach performance that we did in February. It was canceled from January. We didn't have an audience. Brandenburg Concertos, and we did a Bach double with a young violinist named Chelsea Gu at the TSO. She'd won a play along with Jonathan Crow Challenge. She walked out on stage. She's probably like 3 feet tall and played Bach double with me.
Wow.
It's just amazing.
What a great story. And surprising. I don't know if I would have guessed that one. All right. We've been talking Toronto summer music. Summer cocktail, if you have to order. Jonathan Crow, what is he getting?
A summer cocktail. Yeah. Negroni.
Negroni. You know who else said that? Dan Levy.
Nice.
All right. Nice choice. The perfect summer day for you. I know you've got all these concerts to worry about in July, but you've got the day to yourself. What happens?
Wow. That's great. Okay. Perfect summer day. It's going to be a Sunday because with TSM, Monday to Saturday is insane.
All right.
It's beautiful weather and I've got time to go out and kind of like clean up my backyard from all the stuff I didn't do during the rest of the week and then just have a nice barbecue with family.
Sounds like a family man right there.
Yeah.
Just a little time to get things organized,
exactly.
Right? That's all we want.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And probably I'm on the phone dealing with things for the next week.
Come on, that's not a perfect summer day.
We don't talk about that.
All right. The concert, you have announced the 2022-23 season with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, the one you saw in the lineup and thought, I'm excited to see what happens there.
I think our opening night, Scheherazade, Bruce Liu, the winner of the most recent Chopin competition.
Oh, my gosh.
Playing Chopin. And it's really our first opening with our new music director. We haven't had a chance to have Gustavo come on stage at the beginning of a season with a full house. We missed that.
And when we introduced the season, you and I were talking on Zoom, and I remember you mentioned that one at the time, and I have to agree. It's just going to be, you're going to be featured that night, an incredible young superstar. So what a night it's going to be. Jonathan Crow, Artistic Director with Toronto Summer Music. Really always a pleasure, and thank you for guiding us through this July schedule here today.
Thanks so much.
Toronto Summer Music beginning July 6th, running through the month. Venues like Walter Hall, that's going to be one of the main venues. Couple nights at Kerner Hall, Lula Lounge, and the Isabel Bader Theater. And you should pick up tickets, torontosummermusic.com. Treat yourself. Have a look at the schedule there as well. You're with the New Classical FM.